since 1988.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I'm chatting with Ron Hera right now, Hera Research LLC. Ron is getting to be on the program more and more, and you know why? Because he's a very, very astute guy, and I think he really adds to the quality of the show. We're going to discuss a couple of companies, and these are a couple of companies that Ron covers in his newsletter, Hera Research. He does not get compensated, by the way, whatsoever from any of these companies to do that, which I applaud him for. His revenue model is strictly investing in companies, and he's very transparent as to what companies he invests in and what companies he doesn't invest in, and then obviously from subscriber revenue. Ron, a couple of companies that I'm particularly interested in right now, one is a sponsor and one is not, but Laura Stein, who is a close friend of ours, has been talking to me about Pretium Resources for a long, long time right now. I know Trader Raj covers Pretium in his TraderTrax newsletter. You've obviously picked it up also. Tell me why.
It's a company with a fantastic story, and if you just look at the stock chart, I mean, I bought it last year, and right now it's near a new 52-week high. It hit a high of about 1715, and it's backed off a little bit from that right now. But this is a company that has a major multi-million ounce deposit in northern BC.
Right.
It's a company that, you know, they actually have done a feasibility study or a pre-feasibility study to go into production. But ultimately, I think this company is a takeout target for a major producer.
Well, Pretium was started, if I'm not mistaken, by the same fellow who started Silver Standard. And he is one hell of an entrepreneur and a great, great businessman, correct?
Well, you mentioned Laura Stein, and
yeah.
You know, that's the first thing that that she has to say about the company. I don't personally know the management team at Pretium, but I did say that I did invest in the company.
Even though it's at a 52-week high right now, you're looking for better things around the corner, correct?
You know, let me say, I actually am not covering Pretium in the model portfolio of our newsletter. It's a watch-listed company that I invested in. So I did want to point out, you know, I do talk to the management for companies that we cover regularly. But anyway, Pretium is a company that has such a vast resource and so high grade that, you know, it's going to trade with the price of gold. So as we, you know, as gold reached a low towards the end of the year, there was a great buying opportunity.
Let's switch to another company that does happen to be a sponsor on our website and that I also am invested in personally, and I bought the shares out of the open market, and that is New Zealand Energy. How did you become intrigued by those guys, Ron?
I actually watchlisted New Zealand Energy in November of last year when it was near a 52-week low of about 90 cents. And at this point, it's $1.78. So for those who invested in it in November, they'd be up about 78% right now. Now, this is a really, really interesting story, and I think the hydrocarbon story out of New Zealand is really just getting started. I think there's some offshore potential there. There's small oil wells in this these sandstone formations. There's an oil shale story there, and there's offshore potential there. I invested in and actually put Tag Oil in my model portfolio, more than a year ago. I don't know exactly when. And that company, it's in the money now. But the reason I did it was that there's a long-term growth story there where this company is aggregating small wells, I think with higher oil prices, which, you know, I mean, we're at $100 basically now. And I think that's going to be a fixture, in fact, not to get sidetracked. But Tag Oil is a great growth story. I was, you know, came late to the company and looked at it from a value perspective in terms of the increase in production over a longer period of time, not necessarily depending on higher oil prices, but in terms of their ability to execute. New Zealand Energy has come in and actually improved on Tag Oil's model. Tag Oil kind of broke the ground. They proved that you could build a company aggregating these small oil wells. And New Zealand Energy has come. They're in the same area, the Taranaki Basin. They've got, they're right alongside, and they even have a potentially a better geological model. And they proved it with their very first well that went into production in December.
There are a couple of really good companies, in my opinion. I invested. I bought New Zealand Energy back. I believe it was in December. Stock was trading around $1.04. So I, too, am a very, very happy camper right now, but I want you folks out there to be very aware that before I sell that stock, I'll certainly give you the 3 days' notice. Ron, tell me a little bit about your criteria, would you?
I look for companies where they either have a discovery or have a resource on the table. I do speculate on some exploration stories, but only with basically what you could consider special situations. But mainly what I'm investing in are companies where there's big expansion potential for the resource. So they have a discovery or a resource, and the potential is to at least double, if not more, what that resource is. So that's the kind of exploration story I look for. I favor companies that are basically production track. So if they have a resource, I'm looking for a company that has the capacity to move it into production, and it's basically going in that direction because they're creating real value. They're actually creating wealth by doing that. And it's a long road. I mean, if you look at the stock chart of a typical resource company that goes from exploration to having a discovery to having a resource on the table, then there's a long lull during which they make a production decision potentially. Maybe there's some resource updates, and then, of course, the stock price will start to climb as they approach production again. Those are the kinds of stories where, I'm looking for that valley between either when you're going up in terms of building up the resource or expanding the resource, or in that valley before they start to move towards production so that you're on the ramp the whole time on the way to production. Now, the key to that is finding companies that are really going to make it into production. So that goes back to the people, the management team, and their ability to execute, and we aggressively monitor what we call company milestones. So we have a life cycle model which goes all the way from exploration to being a major producer. And within each life cycle stage, let's say pre-production to production or junior producer to mid-tier producer, within each category, there's actually the company's own business plan and what we call milestones, whatever their major business objectives are. And so we look for the ability to consistently execute on their business objectives. We have to understand their business plan. So in terms of what I look for management that can execute. I look for a business plan that I can understand. I'm an entrepreneur myself. So I'm, as a value investor, I'm looking for companies that are going to be successful as a business. I'm looking at it as a business owner.
Tell me a little bit about your feelings about geographic location vis-a-vis these companies.
Well, geopolitical risk, I could make a couple of different arguments about it. The first one, and probably the more important one, is that there are plenty of opportunities close to home in terms of, Mexico, the United States, and Canada. Lots of resource plays, lots of activity, lots of opportunities to make money investing in resource producers. In terms of geopolitical risk, different countries have different kinds of risks. So, for example, Argentina recently changed their mining laws, basically forcing the mining companies to do their foreign sales in Argentinian pesos. That adds cost to the mining sector, but it also creates an additional risk. I mean, the obvious question for investors is, well, okay, so they did that. What else are they going to do? Maybe they're going to raise taxes. They've shown a propensity to exploit the industry when they get into financial trouble. So, it's unclear what they'll do next. That's one argument for Argentina. The other argument is, hey, it's some additional overhead. The companies that are there are doing just fine, and I could name a few. If you look at some place like Mongolia, you might know that they made some regulatory changes that damaged the industry a few years ago. Companies are going back in now to Mongolia. So here's what I think. I avoid places that are obviously unstable, even if they have significant resources. But when you're talking about, taxation, regulation, and the problems with the governments in different countries, I think that you can diversify across different geopolitical risks. So, in other words, how many plays in Argentina do I have? I might have a small part of my portfolio in Argentina, maybe a couple of companies there. Maybe I have one company in Mongolia. So there is a risk, and it's a risk that you don't necessarily have in North America, although even that's a little unclear these days in the United States. But let's just say that that risk doesn't exist in North America. And all I'm saying is that the other view here as far as geopolitical risk is that, look, it's not like Argentina and Mongolia and Tanzania are all going to blow up at the same time. That's very, very unlikely. So if you're going to venture away from home, I think the thing to do is actually to spread your geopolitical risk across different areas, different regions where you have those kinds of risks. And the premise of it is simply, hey, you know what? They're not all going to blow up at the same time. I mean, if you win two and lose one, c'est la vie.
There you go. Okay, some insights from Ron Hera. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Got Sean Broderick on the line with me from Weiss Research. You know, Sean came out with a very, very interesting missive earlier in the week in his newsletter, Uncommon Wisdom, where he was talking about his feelings about reasons to buy junior mining companies right now and going on and saying this is what you really need to look for before you purchase a junior miner. I want to chat about that with him because I think it's an interesting review for everybody. Sean, number one, thanks for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Always good to talk to you.
Okay, why do you like junior miners right now?
Well, I actually like the mining space in general, but especially junior miners because they are so undervalued. For years now, we've seen the price of gold go up and up and up, and yet these things have just been hammered and either gone sideways or else sometimes, you know, even gone down.
Right.
And so at the just in the last few weeks, I just have really looked at them and said these things are at a great spot. They're in a good place to really pick up because I think this is going to be an extremely good year for gold. And also, I think, just as a value play, we have seen so much money shift into bonds, and I think that's going to start to come out of that. It'll look for the real values to go into, and I think that these mining stocks will be one of the places where you'll find that real value.
I agree 100%. You know, I invest, as listeners are aware, in mining companies a lot, and everybody knows what my portfolio is specifically. But the reason I invest in them as an adjunct to investing in the metals themselves is because the leverage available in junior mining companies is really, really huge. Now, my personal feeling is that if we see, for example, a 15% increase in the price of gold, I think the corresponding increase in the price of the miners will be significantly higher. Just my opinion. Would you agree with that?
Well, it should be. It all depends on the individual miner. One thing we have to remember, one thing that has weighed on, there are a whole number of things that have weighed on, like mining shares, and we can pretty much, you know, just look at all of them. But one thing that is really important is that the costs of mining are actually going up for miners due to fuel costs and stuff like that. And so as long as these companies can keep their costs under control, which is why it's so important to look at that when you're looking at a miner, how are they doing controlling their costs? As long as they can control their costs, they are extremely leveraged to the price of gold. And so, yes, I think there are some that can do extraordinarily well.
You posted your video, a video on your website dealing with a speech which you gave, I guess, probably at the Money Show and also at the Cambridge House Show, which we both attended, where you talked about the five things that an investor needs to consider prior to getting involved in a mining stock. Let's go over those real quick.
Sure. Well, the first thing that you want to look for is you want to look for a company that has a pound in the ground on a good piece of real estate. And by that, well, of course, everyone knows what you mean when you say they must have pounds in the ground. Sure, they need ounces and like stuff like that. But by the good piece of real estate, I mean that you want that project in a friendly country.
Right.
One that is mining friendly, one that will allow them to grow, one that will not soak them with all these, you know, new taxes that they suddenly come up with when the mine starts to turn a profit and stuff like that. That's important. And also, real estate also refers to the fact that I want, or I would prefer, let's say, if, like, their projects are next door to larger miners. So as those larger miners look to expand, the easiest thing for them to do is just to move right down the road, you know, acquire these smaller companies.
Sure.
That are close by. So that's why the real estate is just so important that way.
Okay. What are the other four?
Well, certainly one thing you want to look for in a junior miner is good management. It's crucial to have a team that has built mines before. I mean, it's not absolutely crucial, but if you have that, that just shows you that this team actually knows what to do. They have been through the process before. Maybe they had one of the larger companies, you know, swoop in on the last one. Now they're off doing something else. We see this time and time again. A team that can succeed once can succeed again, and that's very important. Then on, like, the third point I would make is just follow the money. All the CEOs, directors, managers, the insiders of the company must report when they purchase shares or else when they sell shares. And so they have skin in the game. And if they are buying shares of their companies on the open market, which many of them do, that shows you they believe their stocks are cheap. And if they believe their stocks are cheap, you might want to buy them too. I think that the fourth point would be you want to look for those companies that have cash or ready access to cash because, for example, a gold explorer that doesn't have any cash and has to keep heading back to the market to raise cash and therefore diluting its shares, that's probably not going to do well. But if you have a well-financed junior that is, you know, it really has the cash to ride out those ups and downs and to expand its own projects and stuff, that's one that can really succeed. And the last point I would make is that it is important for the junior miner to have a clear path to production especially since investors are so nervous about the global markets now. Even if they don't have that, if they have a track record where they keep adding to their known resource, you know, year after year, that just shows that they have a much larger potential there than what they initially had. And I think that's what the big fish are looking for. It's so much harder for these big companies to find the big projects anymore. They have to buy them. And even now, they can't actually purchase really big ones because there aren't that many around. So they're moving down the scale. And so if you have a junior miner that has one, maybe two operating mines, but has the potential to really expand its resources, I think that's the kind of thing that a big miner will look at and say, you know what, we could scoop those guys up and we could really put those projects in the pipeline and just work off of that. So I think that's kind of the direction we'll see these things go.
I'm curious when you talk about, you know, pounds in the ground on good land. I'm just curious about one thing, and I think this is an important issue for people to consider, and that is, obviously, we're very comfortable with most properties in the United States. I would say I would probably shy away from California only because they have some very, very, I think, stringent, almost unrealistic green laws down there. But for the most part, the United States is great. Canada's great. How do you feel about Mexico, real quick?
Well, it all depends where you are in Mexico.
Yeah,
though I have seen some miners in, like, parts of Mexico where you think they might have problems, and yet they've just been able to work things out. For some reason, they aren't really bothered. Then again, we have heard about some that have had trouble down there.
Yeah.
But Mexico, you really have to know the land. You have to know what's going on. That's why making these, like, site visits like you and I do is
yep.
so important, because
sure.
you have to get the feel for what's actually, you know, happening down there.
You hit the nail on the head. You know, you have to know where you are and then go on from there. I want to stress, though, the one thing in Mexico that people have to keep in mind is that the federal government and the various state governments down there are very, very supportive of the mining industry, and quite
Absolutely,
frankly,
yeah,
and quite frankly, that's one of the reasons that I think Mexico is a very, very good place to be. I'm also personally very comfortable in South America, other than perhaps in places like Venezuela. I wouldn't even consider investing down there, but for the most part, I think South America is a really good place to be. Also, you know, you and I have traveled extensively down there, visiting various properties, and I don't have a problem with that. So I guess I would say, in general, when I look at pounds in the ground on good ground, I would have to say, for the most part, the Western Hemisphere is a pretty darn safe place to be. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to a daily editorial of the Cortland Economics Report. Time out, Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. I've got one of our listeners on the line right now, Tony. Tony is an Australian. He is a airline pilot for Cathay Pacific. Very, very bright individual. Tony had some interesting comments on our blog pertaining to his perspective of the American people and his perspective of what's going on here in the United States in terms of government, special interest groups, what have you. And I have to say that I find it very, very refreshing to get a perspective like this from someone like Tony. Now, this is a very much of a remote. I'm here in northern Washington State, as you guys know, and Tony is over in Hong Kong. So I know it's going to be pretty clear. Let's hope it's clear enough. Tony, first of all, thanks a lot for chatting with me. I appreciate it.
That's okay, Al. Pleasure being with you.
Now, Tony, you lived in the U.S. for some time. You lived, actually, we were neighbors of sorts. You lived down in the Bellevue area for about a year and a half. And you have some very, very interesting views on the American people. Would you mind sharing them with us?
Yeah, sure, Al. I felt, having come from Australia to America, I thought, you know, it would take me quite a while to sort of get used to settling into the United States, but I actually found it quite very similar to my own living back in Australia. What I did seem to find is that the average person in America, my next-door neighbours and my neighbours around me, were very hard-working, very interested in their family life and doing the right thing by themselves and their neighbours. But what I was slowly picking up is that There seems to be a lot of self-interest groups in America. You call them lobby groups or whatever, and I'm sure that happens pretty much all around the world. But it seemed to me that these people who are hardworking, trying to get ahead, trying to do the right thing by themselves, by their families, by their neighbours, and the country, were being I guess, for want of a better term, hijacked by these self-interest groups. And I'm sure, you know, all that hard work, but they're probably wondering, given what has probably happened in the last 4 to 5 years now, is, you know, what happened to America? What point of me doing all this hard work when I seem to be put back 5 places? I've worked very hard and now I've been brought back 5 places, another place where I started from almost, and I've got to now work hard again to get back to where I was. So I just felt sort of that these people were being sort of hard done by these groups, and I just don't feel that that's a sort of a fair thing for these people to have to go through.
And then obviously, you know, if I can just take it to the next level, that obviously takes it to the highest level, which would be the federal government. And as I understand what you're saying that the federal government perhaps doesn't have the best interest, you know, of its people in mind. Would you agree with that?
Well, I do, and I think that's a problem with the leadership. The leadership allows itself to be influenced by these groups, and I'll take that even a step further, because whilst government has a place, I think, in any country, to a large extent also big business does have a very big influence on how that country runs, how it's perceived, and the leadership within big business, I think, has failed its own people as well. This has to be fixed, and I think that the form of I know there's a lot of isms in, that have been spoken about. You know, we talk about capitalism, we talk about socialism, we talk about lots of these isms. But I just wondered whether we need to take a step back from all this and have a hard look at how we pigeonhole how we live our lives. We've got to be a bit more intelligent about how we see and do things, not just hang on a few generalizations like capitalism. What does capitalism actually mean? How can it be improved? Not, oh, capitalism gives me the opportunity to make money, and then I can make more money, and then I can make more money, and then I can do that at the expense of the others that are around me. So I think it's just, things just gone a little bit too far now, and it has to be brought back, and it has to be reviewed, and we have to have a more balanced, I always talk about this in my own life, a more balanced approach between, yes, getting ahead, but not doing it at the expense of other people.
Well, pure capitalism, you know, and I guess I would use the word here, free market. A free market doesn't mean, in my mind, getting ahead at the expense of other people. A free market means you do the best that you can, and if it works, you know, you can take as big a piece of the pie as you deserve, as opposed to taking advantage of other people and getting a larger piece of the pie, not because you deserve it, but because you're taking advantage of these people. I would maintain, Tony, that what we have in the United States right now is predatory capitalism. And by that I mean, you know, we have people who are so close, and many listeners would say going over the line in terms of, you know, breaking the law in their business dealings. And I find it interesting that those people actually are not being prosecuted. I mean, let's look at John Corzine, for example, came out in the news here earlier this week in the United States that MF Global has no idea where all that money is. Well, you know, he's living in a pretty damn nice house, and I'll bet you he's driving a pretty nice car. And how can he walk away unscathed when his company has taken literally $1 billion, if I'm not mistaken, from investors and simply lost it? I mean, to me, that's absolutely unconscionable. And I think that's what you're saying, isn't it?
It is. And I think the reason that he can walk away from these type of things is because things have become so complicated and the regulatory environment is just not robust enough to handle these sort of things. And people do work out ways to get around weak laws. And I bring it back to a very, very basic thing. We need to control, unfortunately to say, we need to control the human urges. And I mean that in a way that people see an easy path, they will take it. Unfortunately, they don't know how to control themselves. And I'll take it back to even a very basic level. if you were to go to a hockey match, and even with the referees, there are fights.
Right.
If you were to just go to any game, NBL, or basketball, hockey, tennis, whatever, and we had no referees in there whatsoever, I wonder what sort of games we would see. All we would see is a bunch of guys who would start off quite nicely, and then it would turn into a melee very, very quickly. And I think this takes it back to its basic form. We need regulation. We need strong regulation. We would never go and see a very good game of football or hockey or whatever without having a good referee who enables the game.
Yeah, I agree 100%, but I just want to be clear on one thing, and I think I am.
Sure.
I don't think you're talking here about government over-regulation, government basically controlling a market. I don't think that's what you're saying. I think that what you're saying is laws in place simply have to be enforced. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And once those laws are in place, we can't have them being diluted or chipped away at. Once they're in place, just because someone doesn't like the rule, sure, they can evolve and they can be sort of tinkered with a little bit, but there's been some wholesale changes in the law, which people could argue, and I would also argue, that has allowed or enabled the very situation we see today with the 2007-2008 financial crisis. So we've got to have these laws. They've got to be enforced. Yes, regulation. I certainly don't want government interference in regulation. Everyone butts their head against the wall every time they talk about government regulation, because it's just bureaucracy. It's not even regulation. It's just a bunch of paperwork and bureaucracy. People don't want to make decisions. But laws have to be enforced, and those laws need to be enforced because human nature tends to take over and will go through the easiest path to make money. And if they can get away with something, we will get away with it.
And there you have it. Laws have to be enforced. Big Al agrees 100%. That does not mean over-regulation. There you have it from Tony.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I've got a gentleman with me, and we're going to talk a little bit about real estate. You know, that's something that we don't talk about a lot on this program, and I have to say I think that we should be talking about it more. And the reason I say that is, as you folks out there are aware, about 25% of the little blonde lady in my portfolio is in real estate. I got into it just fairly recently, about 2.5-3 years ago, because I saw bargain basement prices, and I don't think the market is not going to come back. I think it's very definitely going to come back. I think the horizon perhaps is certainly not short term, but you know, what a great investment to leave to our kids, for lack of better terms. I have a national real estate and mortgage expert on the line, Stuart Verner. Stuart has been on Fox News. He was on just as recently as about a week ago. He's located in Florida. He's really got the pulse on what's going on in the real estate market. We're going to pick his brain a little bit here. The reason I think this is very appropriate right now is, as I was telling Stuart when we were off the air, was driving back up to our place from Bellingham, Washington yesterday, and I was kind of noticing all the new construction that's going on that's even visible off of Interstate 5. And then I drove into our area where there was absolutely no construction going on, and we've got a number of new houses going up. So I don't think we've turned the corner, Stuart, but I do think now's a pretty good time to be investing, huh?
It's a wonderful time to invest, and but buy for the long term. I mean, you don't want to you're not going to flip today. Those days are over. But you can get a good cash flow and a good return on your investment today because there's a lot of renters out there.
There are a lot of renters out there. I mean, we've got, as I was mentioning to you off the air, we own a couple of condos in the area that we live in, and you know, one of them we're renting, and the rental demand right now seems to be pretty high.
It is very high, and as an investor, there are some unique opportunities out there that you mentioned, condominiums.
Yeah.
There are a lot of smaller condominium projects, and larger ones too, but depending on what you have to invest, where the associations are into some deep trouble.
Right.
And even if someone comes along who's a gold-plated buyer and wants to buy that condo to live in, If the building and he doesn't meet the criteria of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac guidelines, in other words, it has to be almost all owner occupied, the association has to be, all the dues have to be pretty much all current, it has to be very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be able to get a loan in these condos. And do you see a lot of buildings that are being just sold, the whole building at fire sale prices? And you can buy 8-10 of those units. You can end up owning the whole building and turn it into a nice little apartment building at a pretty cheap price per unit.
You know, I don't know a lot about real estate down in your neck of the woods, but I understand the real estate market is very, very favorable right now for buyers in the state that you're in, which is Florida. I understand that in parts of Nevada, specifically Las Vegas, it is incredibly attractive. In California, for example, my wife and I spent 3.5 months in the desert last year and almost bought some a unit down there and for a variety of reasons elected not to do it. But, boy, you talk about fire sale prices. In the desert, anyway, I'm seeing 50 cents on the dollar or in some cases less.
Yes, even less than Las Vegas. But even here in Florida, you can buy beachfront property at wholesale prices today. And you have a lot of people, interestingly enough, coming from foreign countries. A lot of people from Israel, they're buying here in Florida as second homes, and the smart thing to do if you can afford it. And what, if you can't afford the second homes, it's a great time to invest.
What do your clients, for lack of better terms, what do you tell them that they should be looking for right now? Starting out with the question, how does one jump into this market?
Well, are you talking about as an owner-occupant or as an investor?
Investor.
As an investor, you have to look at the cash flow. That's the most important thing. And I think you'll see a much higher return than you did in the past. But be sure to leave enough figure that you need enough to be kept for reserves, for repairs, for maintenance, for vacancies. A lot of people don't think of that because it's probably about 10% of what you have coming in you should keep as a reserve. But look for cash flow. I mean, you're going to get record low interest rates. I've never seen it this low in my life, and I'm not a kid. And it's the time to buy, and then maybe 5 to 10 years from now, you'll probably double your money.
How tough is it to get a loan right now? And the reason I'm asking the question is when we purchased our homes, we've got, we don't have meaningful mortgages on them, but when we purchased the two condos that we own up here, the question of owner-occupied never was an issue because we were owners and we were occupying. But if I were to go out right now, for example, and want to purchase a condominium with, 10%, 15% down, and I was going to use it for a rental, I understand a loan along those lines is pretty tough to get right now.
It's going to be hard to get. It's always been harder to get a non-owner-occupied loan than an occupied loan.
Right.
Typically, when people get in trouble, they're going to give up the investment before they give up their residence. Today, I don't know if that's necessarily true. But it's always a little harder to get the non-owner-occupied loan, and I think you're going to have to come in with probably 25% down.
Well, but don't you think that's the way it should in my opinion, I think that's the way it should have been since day one.
It should have been that way all along. I mean, even people that are owning their homes, you can still get in with 3.5% down on an FHA loan, but you have to qualify today, and that's the key. And it should have always been that way. I mean, you couldn't let people just sign their name to anything and get something they could never afford.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
As our listeners are aware, I was on the board of directors of a bank for 22 years in Oregon, and we were basically a real estate institution. We weren't real big, but, we traded on NASDAQ, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember in the latter part of the 1990s when the Community Reinvestment Act came out, I happened to be sitting on the loan committee at as directors did periodically, and I remember that the CRA came out, and I just kind of looked at our president and I said, this is the beginning of the end right here, because the applications that I'm looking at right now, there is no way these people are going to be able to keep these places.
You're absolutely right. I was in the mortgage business for over 20 years.
Yeah.
In fact, I had the second largest company in L.A. County, which is not a little county by any means.
No.
And when this came out, the Community Reinvestment Act, we actually had people from Acorn picketing our office.
Yeah.
And we were forced to make bad loans.
It's really interesting. A lot of people don't realize that, but I have to say that the real estate bubble in the United States, it wasn't instigated by CRA, i.e. the federal government, but it certainly was exacerbated by it.
Yes, it was exasperated, and what they did was they get that mentality that everyone is entitled to own a home, and really all you're entitled to do is to work and save the money and to achieve what you earn. There's no entitlements, and that's the problem with everything in this country, is this entitlement mentality.
Unfortunately, that almost sounds un-American, but fortunately, with the current philosophy, but fortunately, Big Al agrees with you, as do 100% of our listeners. I don't think there's any question about that. So
we've all got to get out and vote next November.
Yes, exactly. But what you're saying then is that really, real estate right now, if your horizon for a return is 5 or 6, or let's say 5 to 10 years, you think it's a pretty good place to be. I do, but I'm not the expert as you are.
Well, I do, because you're going to typically, years ago, several years ago, when you were buying real estate, you weren't going to really see much cash flow out of your investment. You were banking on appreciation.
Right.
Today, I think you will see the appreciation, but you're going to also see a very substantial cash flow, and you're certainly not getting anything in the bank with your money. And that's the way to go, I think.
Why are you seeing substantial cash flow, Stuart?
Well, because the rental market is very strong, and you're buying things at half the price of what it was, yet rentals are staying what they were.
Yeah.
I don't see rentals dropping much at all, even in my own personal rental property. Property values have dropped 50%, but I've maybe dropped rent maybe $100 a month. It's minimal.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. I tell listeners I've never made a nickel off of real estate until probably 10 years ago, for lack of better terms. But then I realized, you know, exactly what the situation was. When I started to make a little money in real estate, the market was really winding down in the Northwest, but I got lucky. But I have to tell you, I think the opportunities that are out there right now are absolutely incredible. Tell us what you do.
Well, what we do right now is we're helping people get out of over-encumbered property when they have made the business decision that it just doesn't make sense to keep the property. The banks really aren't doing anything to help the people. And up in the Northwest, California, Oregon, Washington, they're basically non-deficiency states. So, I mean, legally, they can certainly walk away from their property, and people are doing this all over the country. And up in where you are, they can't get sued by the bank. It's almost an impossibility. And what we do is help them make a strategic exit where they can get out with the least amount of credit issues and, more important than that, not have to be taxed on what the lender writes off. Because in your state, typically all a lender can do is write off debt.
Stuart Verner, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you, Al. Have a great day.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.